I'm Finn O'Shaughnessy, and this is the first episode of The Science of Fiction, where I look at works of fiction and dissect them on a scientific level. I'm an avid reader, and I'm very into fiction, and I'm also very into science. Today, I'm going to be taking a look at the book Illuminae by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff, one of my personal favorite books. Illuminae is a story about refugees from the planet Carenza after a terrorist attack, attempting to reach safety while being pursued by the terrorists. This is an extremely simple description, since it mentions nothing about a philosophical supercomputer or a deadly virus, but at its core, that is Illuminae. A few disclaimers before I start, however. Illuminae is a book intended for young adults, and there will be some spoilers for the story ahead. This is The Science of Fiction, and I'm going to be deconstructing Illuminae to see how realistic the science is. Let's get started! One of Illuminae's most memorable aspects is the deadly Phobos virus that spreads throughout the ships Copernicus and Alexander. A member of the Copernicus medical crew, Dr. Tobias Salinger, described the symptoms of Phobos in a laboratory report. The early symptoms include increased adrenaline levels, heart palpitations or a fast heartbeat, hyperventilation or fast breathing, and sudden dread and anxiety. This anxiety, as observed by the crew, causes the infected to seek out their loved ones, spreading the virus even further. In reality, these symptoms can be connected. Increased adrenaline levels can lead to a fast heartbeat and anxiety, the exact symptoms described in Illuminae. Dr. Salinger later describes the development of a catatonic stupor a few hours after the early symptoms. Essentially, once the infected have had a few hours to spread the virus, they enter a state of catatonia and die. In reality, catatonia can develop from depression, which can develop from anxiety. This cycle is accurately depicted in Illuminae. Another one of the memorable parts of Illuminae is the rogue supercomputer, Aiden. Unlike most robot or computer characters in fiction, Aiden is depicted as having emotions and philosophical thoughts. It is not fully developed into thinking like a human being, but it displays fear and affection at different points throughout the story. When Aiden discovers the spread of the Phobos virus throughout Copernicus, it destroys the ship, killing off everyone there. Normally, a computer character like that would display no emotion in this situation. However, Aiden shows remorse for the deaths of all on the Copernicus. Though it still believes its decision was correct, it laments the losses as a result of the explosion. Theoretically, an emotional supercomputer like Aiden could be built if we had a clear knowledge of how emotions work in a human being. However, in the present, there is just not enough knowledge about the brain or how emotions work in order to replicate them. Illuminae is set in the late 26th century, and in short, a long time after 2020. If we assume that people have researched and developed the secret to conscious thought during the time between 2020 and the late 2500s, then Illuminae is scientifically accurate. At this point in time, however, Aiden is not a realistic possibility. During the climax of the story, the ship Alexander is hit with multiple nuclear missiles from the terrorist ship Lincoln. Aiden, whose consciousness is stored on the Alexander, describes the impact of the missiles and their effect on the ship. Quote, "Without oxygen to carry it, there is no real shockwave from a nuclear detonation in space. No crushing vibration or sonic boom. But there is radiation. Gamma rays and X-rays. And when that radiation caresses the alloys encasing the ship, we get heat. Millions upon millions of degrees. Electrons are ripped screaming from their atoms. Matter becomes plasma. The whole vaporizes in microseconds. And through that breach, the ship's O2 is sucked into the explosion. And then we get our shockwave." End quote. Now, explosions in real life are caused by rapid combustion reactions. However, combustion reactions require oxygen, and there is no oxygen in empty space. But there would be the oxygen stored in the ship to keep the crew alive. If the oxygen was released, then the explosion would start to take effect. Nuclear reactions are the result of radioactive decay, when unstable elements release energy to reach a stable state. The thermal energy from this decay results in heat. In the case of the Alexander, this heat melts away at the hull, releasing the oxygen and causing the explosion. Therefore, Illuminae is scientifically accurate in describing the nuclear weaponry in space. To recap the episode, when it comes to the deadly virus, Phobos virus, Illuminae is accurate in describing the symptoms and development that would occur if the Phobos virus was real. The supercomputer Aiden is potentially scientifically accurate. It depends on the knowledge that human beings will end up having centuries into the future. The climax with the ship Lincoln and its nuclear weapons is also described accurately, taking into account both nuclear and combustion reactions. Now, Illuminae may be sound scientifically, but I also believe it is sound story-wise. I highly recommend it to anyone interested in science fiction, or even just fiction in general. If you want to check out more episodes when more episodes come, you can check out Twitter, @TheSciOfFiction. I'm Finn O'Shaughnessy, and this has been The Science of Fiction. See you next time!